Hi.
Hello.
I am Dan.
And I'm Phil.
And welcome to The Amazing Book Is Not On Fire. Wait, shouldn't it be The Amazing Audiobook Is Not On Fire?
Yeah, it probably should be.
Should we do that again, or should we just...
Let's just keep going.
Okay, should we keep going? Yeah. A bit weird doing an audiobook, isn't it?
A little bit weird.
I'm just... Because, like, you know, when we conceived this idea, I really imagined it as a physical object.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm not grateful for the people that are buying this right now. I'm just saying that, you know, as the artist that created this... This is not, you know, the manifestation that I imagined it being consumed in.
I think it's going to be fun. I think we can add little bonus bits
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, okay. What are we going to do when we get to the pictures? In. So many pictures.
Describe the pictures.
Talk about them.
Create a mental image of the picture and
painting,
then paint it with your mouth. With,
yeah, okay. Ooh, paint it with your mouth just sounds weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you got scared by paint it with your mouth, I think that sounds like an exciting proposition.
I think so. I guess we should do some kind of introduction.
Yes, that would be helpful. I think we should start by introducing ourselves for anyone who's wondering why they've just spent a minute of their lives listening to us deciding what it is that we're saying.
We are Dan and Phil, and we make videos on the internet. Videos about ourselves, our lives, and how we fit into the world.
And over the years, for some reason, a lot of people enjoyed these things that we made.
All these videos and shows and crazy things we've shared with our followers came together to create this huge world of Dan and Phil.
And that's why we made this book. You never know what might happen in the future. The internet might get deleted, a meteor could destroy the whole world, or one of us could die and it would be really sad.
Dang, don't get like that already. We're only on the introduction.
Oops, sorry.
So, we wanted to trap this giant, crazy, wonderful world that we've created with our audience into an epic Enchiridion. We hope that in the distant future, an alien race will stumble across it and bring it back to their mothership, where we'll be worshipped as their new gods.
Well, it's not only for aliens to worship. I was thinking more general preservation of memories and stuff, but okay.
I guess we should tell our story.
But where do we start? I mean, a lot happened before we started making videos.
Right at the beginning.